What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Coming up on 5-Minute News. Trump threatens social media after Twitter fact-checks him. UK unveils test and trace plan as Johnson backs aid. And Boeing to cut more than 12,000 US jobs. It's Thursday, May 28. I'm Anthony Davis. Donald Trump threatened social media companies with new regulation or even shuttering on Wednesday after Twitter added fact checks to two of his tweets. The president can't unilaterally regulate or close the companies, and any effort would likely require action by Congress. His administration shelved a proposed executive order empowering the Federal Communications Commission to regulate technology companies, citing concerns it wouldn't pass legal muster. But that didn't stop Trump from angrily issuing strong warnings. Trump, the historically prolific tweeter of political barbs, falsehoods, and blasts, claimed on Twitter early Wednesday that tech giants silence conservative voices. "We will strongly regulate or close them down before we can ever allow this to happen," he tweeted. He repeated his unsubstantiated claim, which sparked his latest showdown with Silicon Valley, that expanding mail-in voting would be a free-for-all on cheating, forgery, and the theft of ballots. Trump has previously stated that postal voting would prevent Republicans from ever getting into office again. Hence, Trump has created a false narrative to support his desire to curb vote by mail. Twitter was having none of it. Trump and his campaign had lashed out Tuesday after Twitter added a warning phrase to two of Trump's tweets that called mail-in ballots fraudulent and predicted that mailboxes will be robbed, among other things. Under the tweets, there is now a link reading, "Get the facts about mail-in ballots," that guides users to a Twitter Moments page with fact checks and news stories about Trump's unsubstantiated claims. Trump replied on Twitter, accusing the platform of interfering in the 2020 presidential election and insisting that I, as president, will not allow this to happen. Postings on Twitter drew attention to Trump himself attempting to interfere with the 2020 election by nature of his false claims about voter fraud. After 2 months of lockdown and more than 37,000 coronavirus deaths, Britain finally rolled out a countrywide test and trace program, an enormous undertaking meant to help isolate the virus and return the country to some sense of normality. Prime Minister Boris Johnson also hopes the program, which starts in England on Thursday, will shift the nation's attention away from controversy regarding his top aide, who flouted the government's own lockdown rules with a cross-country trip. The test and trace project involves 50,000 workers, including 25,000 contact tracers hired to track down the contacts of anyone who tests positive for COVID-19. The goal is to isolate the infected before they spread the virus. Johnson said test and trace could unlock the prison of lockdown. Britain's official coronavirus death toll stands at 37,460, the highest total in the world after the United States. Though the public has responded better than politicians expected to the directives to stay home, a scandal involving Johnson's top aide has prompted fury among people who've already sacrificed personal freedom for the public good. Downing Street adviser Dominic Cummings drove 250 miles from London to his parents' house in northeast England while he was falling ill with suspected COVID-19, despite stay-at-home rules that the government had imposed on the rest of the country. Cummings claims he travelled to the family farm so his nieces could care for his 4-year-old son if he and his wife both became sick. But that explanation has prompted fury with many Britons, who say they were unable to attend funerals and visit elderly relatives, among other struggles, in order to follow government rules. Boeing announced on Wednesday it was eliminating more than 12,000 US jobs, including involuntary layoffs of 6,770 US workers, as the largest American plane maker restructures in the face of the coronavirus pandemic. Boeing also disclosed it plans several thousand remaining layoffs in the next few months, but did not say where those would take place. The company announced in April it would cut 10% of its worldwide workforce of 160,000 by the end of 2020. Boeing said 5,520 US employees will take voluntary layoffs and leave in the coming weeks. Boeing is slashing costs as a sharp drop in airplane demand during the pandemic worsened a crisis for the company, in which the 737 MAX was finally grounded last year after the second of two fatal crashes. In April, Boeing recorded zero orders for the second time this year, and customers cancelled another 108 orders for its grounded 737 MAX plane. Boeing says it expects to resume 737 MAX deliveries in the third quarter following regulatory approvals, but with demand as low as it's ever been, this seems unlikely. You can subscribe to 5-Minute News with your preferred podcast app, ask your smart speaker, or enable 5-Minute News as your Amazon Alexa flash briefing skill. Please leave a review on iTunes Podcasts or Amazon. 5-Minute News is an independent production covering politics, inequality, health, and climate, delivering unbiased, verified, and truthful world news daily.
Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Check out our great selection of garage and utility lighting options. In stock, ready to take home today. We carry everything to help you illuminate whatever project you're working on. Shop garage and utility lighting products in store at your nearest Menards. You can also view all of our entire selection of lighting options today on Menards.com. Save big money.